Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 16 through 29. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the holy prophet Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, 'It shall be well with you.' And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, 'No disaster shall come upon you.' For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word, or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them away from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, 'I have dreamed, I have dreamed.' How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Preceding today's reading is the reading you're very familiar with, where the Lord declares woe to the prophets. You'll hear a bit more about that this week. But today, through his holy prophet Jeremiah, the Lord speaks to you, the hearers of his word. The Lord has a very serious word for you. Sometimes they can be difficult to take in. He warns us against false prophets. They speak from their heart, having bidden farewell to the sacred scriptures. They speak just what's in their own minds. The Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, declares him set against these prophets. It's evident that his anger and wrath are turned against those who speak in his name, but who were not sent. There is no hiding from him and from the tempest of his wrath. But you know, those prophets would be nothing if they didn't have hearers. That's where we are today. Hearers who are fools blown every which way by whatever teaching strikes their fancy. Fools that chew on straw, thinking that it will give them nourishment. Fools who put in stock in dreams and private interpretations of the word. King and commoner alike, who pick and choose what they want to hear and when they want to hear it. You know all about false prophets. But your ears are filled with the words of false prophets whom you might not be thinking of. The words of the prophets of American secular religion. Critical race theory, rainbow pride, forces that destroy the family, despise fathers, confuse male and female, and abort life. Over and over, these things have entered your ears, and you probably don't even notice it anymore. It comes over the airways, it's all over the internet, it's come barreling into our churches, and some are putting it forth as the truth now. How has this secularism, this religion, because that is what it is, how has it affected you? Have you gradually come to accept some of those things, or maybe even all of them? And of course, you know there are the false prophets who claim they are from God, telling them that whatever you do, God approves of. All your whims and desires can be fulfilled because He loves you. All this has been beating on your ears like waves on the seashore. And don't think that it hasn't had some effect. Is not my word like a fire and a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? The Lord, through His prophet, calls those who listen to false prophets those who despise the word of the Lord. That's kind of sobering. To listen to false prophets means that you despise the Lord's word. The Lord did hammer those Israelite people who paid heed to the false prophets. He broke them. He dispersed them to the winds. He caused the great temple to be burned down and its stones scattered. Its beautiful appointments were taken to Babylon, where they were trotted out for one especially famous party. It's a sobering word to hear that those who listen to the false prophets can be those who despise the Lord. So you should be on alert and discerning. What is the word you should hear? Surely not the pleasant word that confirms you in your desire or sin, nor in a therapeutic word that makes the Lord into an aging therapist who gives you platitudes, power phrases, and self-help, nor a word that promises you prosperity and peace in this difficult life. You should flee from any of that. We cannot ignore what the Scriptures say, to walk in the world's ways, to think the world's thoughts, to embrace its philosophies, to participate in its wickedness, and still live. Do we think that God will understand us and wink at us on the last day? The world sees that you want to be one with them and applauds your wokeness and are nodding assent sometimes, our silence to homosexuality and divorce and abortion and all the different words that are out there today to show that we're one with everybody. But Jesus says, all the churches will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. So we want to pray with David and the whole church. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. It's a difficult thing to do. It's a tough and a brutal world we live in. It's arrayed against Jesus and against us as Christians. And there are tremendous pressures to get along, to go along, to blend in. And our ears have been filled with lies and half-truths and bent perceptions of God and His good creation. Our flesh wants the comforts that's dangled in front of it. It wants to be accepted by others. But there's only one word we should hear. That's the word repent. Repent of a Christianity which just keeps its Savior off to the side and accommodates itself to the world. Repent of lip service and casually handling the word of the truth. Repent of lazy prayers and hard hearts. The hammer of the Lord beats against our stony hearts, and the sword of the law opens up our hearts and shows us our sin, and we are driven to repent. We live life in the light of God's holy word. The Ten Commandments function, as you know, as a sword or a hammer or a fire. They do a very good job in getting the attention of the attentive hearer. And yet, they will break us. They do break us. They will leave us in the ditch, gasping for breath. The Lord does not want you scattered to the winds. He gathers you tenderly as a shepherd seeks after his lost sheep. He desires that repentance and the forgiveness of sins is to be preached into our ears. The word can be a fire that consumes, but it is also a fire that purifies, a hammer that shatters, but a hammer also that molds and shapes good things out of evil. The fire of the Lord's word purifies us like dross is purified from gold. As we prayed in the psalm, prove me, O Lord, and try me, test my heart and my mind. By the death and resurrection of Jesus, you are ransomed from the power of the grave. You are redeemed from death. Jesus is a plague to death. He is the destruction of the grave. It is in Him we believe. In Him we are raised from the dead, and our faith and our hope rest in Him until the last day. He is at hand. He is always near and always drawing nearer. And the Spirit forgives our sins and purifies us by bringing the Word to us. We are given the mind of Christ, and our thoughts are set on things above. We are purified with fire and hammered into shape by the struggles brought on by the Word. And our faith is tempered in the waters of baptism, bejeweled with the tokens of Christ's suffering in the supper. And so we can return to the same commandments which expose our sins and break our hearts, because they also shape and guide our lives, though never stopping to show us our sin. Our ears delight to hear these things because they are the Lord's words. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And thus hearing His word and being made wise through the voice of His preachers, we put away all from us that is filled with iniquity and insolence and pride and the ways of the wicked. We must always remember that the law is powerless to bring about any good that it demands. It is the gospel that heals and forgives, remits, cleanses, and changes us. And so we hear the Lord's word, listening for that. We tuck it into our hearts and minds. We learn again through the purifying word what is God's justice, His integrity, His uprightness. It is not what the world says it is. And we say with David, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. Our ears, being hearers of the word, are filled with the very words of eternal life. And so we can speak to the world and all of its ills. We can speak of the inborn sin which sweeps us into its grasp and how that affects all of society. And we can speak of our God who has dipped down His net into the chaos of the waters of sin and rescued us from such perils and given us His Son to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And having our reason cleansed, we can with calmness and compassionateness witness to our neighbors, reflecting the light of Christ in our darkened age. And we care for that neighbor, whether they care for us or not, with the love of Jesus, extending the mercy given to us from His altar to them. In the holy word of the Lord and by the reception of His body and blood, we are made glorious with Jesus and His Father and the ever-proceeding Spirit. And hearing the word of the Lord now, that golden word of the prophets and the apostles, who speak only the word of Christ, we hearken to Jesus, who will at the last invite us to move up at His wedding banquet, to recline on His breast, and look forever upon His blessed countenance. And we pray, grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Joanna Heidorn, who serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.